put some money on it.
You call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
I bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're swimming. Enter. This is your mom.
Shout out to the commission. I think his name's pronounced People.
Why am I not part of the Beautiful People? This is the first dick. You know?
That's an achy breaky moly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Yeah, except for one thing. No OJ.
I'm a Bumble guy. You gotta make the first move.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's
day. When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want pop. God damn it.
Did living life like about every day is my last podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah. What up, foppers? It's I, the commish. And with me, as always, is the current champion.
Whoop, whoop. What up, peeps?
For now.
Hey, commish. How you doing?
I'm all right. Depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about the FOP League, not good. Everything else is pretty good.
A little rough over there, huh?
We'll get to it.
Yeah, I had a hard L this week as well.
Well, yeah.
Like, what the? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's a whole nother Kabaddi.
Anyway, we're back. No, we can't. It's too much for Kabaddi. It's too much for Kabaddi.
Can't squeeze it in.
Kabaddi complaints are supposed to be lighthearted, and I'm just taking it way too seriously.
Okay. I feel you.
These L's are not coming at me. But let's talk about some other fun shit before we get into the depression. So, got some headlines. Laszlo Holmes returns.
Ooh.
Do you know what that means at all?
Not one fucking clue.
You don't know what it means to go do dad hockey?
Oh, do that hockey.
Yeah, Laszlo Holmes, a.k.a. Chance the Rapper, the NHL has brought him back.
Yes.
And they release, like, a video every week.
That's so a brilliant marketing idea.
They need to get some writers on it, because the one he did with Jonathan Marchessault from the Marchessault? I think there might be a couple silent letters at the end of that guy's name, which makes sense that they chose him.
Yeah.
of the Knights. Was a little rough. The first one they did, it was like they improv'd it, but obviously SNL written comedy versus improv comedy,
okay,
much better. But then they teased one with PK Subban coming out this week, so that should be good.
Very nice little black on black love.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah, dude. Just some other stuff. I mean, we got a lot to catch up on as far as hometown heroes and shit, just because it's been like 3 weeks since we did an actual episode.
It's been a while.
But one thing I didn't put on the outline, but I wanted to talk about, is Minshew Mania.
Oh, dude, I love it.
I don't understand why there's such a mania around it. I get it. He seems like a cool-ass dude. He's totally young Uncle Rico, right? From Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, yeah. No, they had the whole, like, Uncle Rico come to the stadium.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I mean, I get it, but I don't understand why it's such a big deal, because Baker Mayfield was him last year. And is it just, I mean, he came in and he's, like, doing better? Is that pretty much, like, what do you think the source of the actual mania is? Because, well, I don't hate it, but I'm a little perplexed by it.
My whole take on the Minshew is, He came in, and Baker was always, like, kind of cool, but kind of, like, he wanted to be cool.
Okay.
And Minshew just came in, like, yeah, I got a mustache, I rock a bandana, I work out in my jock strap in the locker room. Like, fuck off, I do me. And
okay,
kind of just had this, like, whatever, if it works, it works attitude, where Baker was more like, I'm badass, I'm cool. Listen to me. I'm the one changing the rules.
He came in acting like an alpha, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Minshew's just like this laid-back, cool motherfucker.
So it's like Ben Affleck in Dazed and Confused versus the less creepy aspects of Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, I like that reference.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Except for that character is a little bit creepy. But other than that.
Well, yeah, they keep...
But, I mean, it was, you know...
I keep getting older. They keep staying the same age. That is a little creepy.
Yeah, yeah. There was no statutory... I don't even think rape was illegal until 1960. So,
oh, no,
statutory was like definitely wasn't a thing in the 70s.
1992 when rape became illegal.
All right, let's move on from this. I feel like there's a bad rabbit hole going.
Ask Minshew. He knows.
There's a Minshew joke in there. No, because I dig it. Like,
yeah,
I think it's funny.
No, they did. I love all the memes coming out about him.
Well,
like,
ESPN just put out a most interesting quarterback in the world.
Yeah, I finally watched that in the bathroom today. Yeah,
it's a little
sneak preview into my life when I get to like actually do stuff outside of work.
It's just pooping.
Yeah,
that's all you get to do outside of work.
Yeah,
they don't allow poop at your job.
Not often.
You guys just do it digitally.
Yeah, I gotta schedule it and put it on the calendar. And
how great would that be if someone actually did that? It's like, oh, there goes Jeff again off to shit.
Yeah. He's got a 215, and it's just the poop emoji. Yeah, it's just brown on his calendar.
But depending on how explosive it is, he like changes the emoji.
It's rain next to the brown.
Oh God. Yeah. Some other stuff. So MLS regular season is over. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up outside of Hometown Heroes is they have a new playoff format, and it's a little bit different.
Okay.
A little bit different. So, first of all,
the Bracake.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a look at the wrong screen here. Oh, my goodness.
It's all good. I can see it.
You can see it. No one can see it on the old broadcast here, but whatever.
Let me break it down. It's a playoff bracket.
Yeah, but okay, so.
It goes left team moving to the middle and decreasing, and right teams moving to the middle and decreasing as they win.
True. Anyway, so last year they had a 12-team format, 6 teams from each conference, 2 teams get byes, 4 teams duke it out in round 1, so on and so forth. This year they're doing 14 teams, and that's why I found it interesting, because instead of the format I just listed, it's 7 teams from each conference, obviously.
Holy shit, am I looking at this right?
This is last year's.
Oh, okay.
This is this year's.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the top team in each each conference.
Yep.
Gets the bye in the first round.
Okay.
This is one conference, so multiply what I'm saying by 2, right?
2 conferences.
Right. Okay. So you got your number 1 team,
the Northwest South Division.
Yeah. They actually keep it pretty standard in the MLS right now. It's East and West. They are expanding, though, so who knows?
I was raised on basketball, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel you. But the other 6 teams duke it out in the first round, right?
Nice.
Yeah, and then the winners – so wait. Oh, okay, so the 3 winners go on to a round with 4 teams. And then just like any other bracket, and this is by conference again, 4 teams, 2 teams, 1 team, and then the final.
I like it because the loser bracket's like first, and then you can make it to the winner bracket.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's like you didn't win the division. You still made the playoffs. I just like it because it's like...
You have a shot.
That one extra spot, like the 8th seed, or I'm sorry, the 7th seed, like that's so random, right? Because everyone's shooting for that. So I dig it. We'll see how it goes. There is one caveat, though.
No.
The season's been over, but the playoffs don't start until the 19th.
What the fringe?
Because FIFA is having international friendlies, and basically to comply with FIFA standards,
MLS
has to go on a break. So, yeah, and they've been done for a minute. I did have a schedule up here, but I just don't even care about that. So that's It's enraging Meg Dan. She hates it, and then pretty much
of course
any other MLS fan really hates it too, because Dina says your hair's looking good.
Thanks, Toots.
You should see it in person. I'm sure you will in like an hour. I hope.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to the other family tonight. What?
What family?
No, just kidding. Anyway, so lots of MLS people are upset about this. I mean, they're international friendlies too. They're not. It's not like a tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not like they're really playing for anything. They're just
no. And
it,
or
the stunt.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
They be stunting.
They be stunting. FIFA be stunting and controlling shit. And I actually most people think that it's like MLS's handling of it. You know how they made their schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I get you.
Let us know if you know what we're talking about at all. But
listen.
Yeah. Ooh,
listen up here.
I screwed this up because this was supposed to segue into Hometown Heroes, but I'm just going to keep plowing through. Whatever.
Okay.
First one back.
We're getting through.
We're getting through it.
We're trying to slowly take off the training wheels again.
Yeah, yeah. One thing, dude, we got to watch the LFL final. I have gone on an LFL blackout, which is surprisingly easy. So we need to do that at some
point.
Yeah,
they usually are the ones blacking us out, and we did it to ourselves this time.
Yeah.
And it's not because we're blacked out, because we're drinking.
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah. Apparently, there was quite a bit of that the wee hours of the morning here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think right after you left.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So, like I said, playoffs don't start till the 19th, so we're on a 10-day hold for any news from the MLS. But, unfortunately, Rapids did not qualify.
Surprise, surprise.
They did manage to rise up to 9th in the West, though.
Oh, that's...
So, yay.
They made it up a little bit.
9 of 12?
Yeah.
I mean, they were...
They had a comeback.
Dead last the whole time, so they finally got some wins in there. DC ended up 5th in the East... And one thing I forgot to mention is, so we mentioned first team gets a bye.
Yeah.
Two, three, and four get to be the host of the first round games, right?
Okay. So they home field.
Yeah, they get home field advantage. DC did not get that, so they will face Toronto FC.
In Toronto.
In Toronto, either on the 19th or the 20th. And, yeah, Toronto was a 4 seed, obviously. And then... The winner of that game goes on to face, New York FC in the second round, who will have a bye.
The footballs.
Yeah, there's so many FCs.
Fuck yes. Fucking commoners.
I like that some of them are just rocking SC, though. They're like, no.
This is America,
dude.
We're soccer clubs, bro.
We're soccer clubs, bro. Our honorary adopted team, LAFC, was first in the West pretty much the whole year, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
I mean.
They were trumping everyone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Too
soon. Ooh, China trades.
And now we're transitioning to FFOPP, which the second P stands for politics.
Yes, it does.
I would be so bad at that. I just get like so frustrated at the whole thing and just like shut it down. I mean, not like anything in particular. I just growing up in DC, I'm just like, dude, it's all nonsense. It's all out of your hands nonsense for the most part.
Oh, 100%.
Vote when you can. That's all I'm going to say, people. But LAFC, they actually ended the year with a outstanding 21 wins, 4 losses and 9 ties for 72 points.
Holy but Jesus.
With another staggering stat, 2.12 goals per game.
Wow.
And the next closest to that was 1.88. But decimals don't matter. So they got 2 goals a game. The other team almost got 2 goals a game. So they are on top of the West. They get a first-round bye, and then they will face the winner of Minnesota and LA Galaxy in round 2.
La Gal.
So could get a little bit of a rivalry match there.
Yeah,
well, LA Galaxy, LAFC.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in the second round.
Got you.
Yeah, I don't know how Minnesota fits in that.
I didn't know if Minnesota was a rivalry team with LA.
Probably not. I don't think anyone's rivaling LAFC this year. I mean,
no.
This is me, unfortunately, probably jinxing it, but meh.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's soccer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if there are any crazy soccer rivalries.
Well, I mean, LAFC, LA Galaxy, meaning MLS.
Yeah.
There's 2 teams in New York.
Okay.
And there's always like an East Coast rivalry.
So that'd
thing.
Be like your crosstown high school rival.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
you're like, yeah, fuck them.
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, it used to be that Mets Yankees had big beef and Islanders Rangers, you know, just talking about New York. And there
cross-town
is.
Crosstown rival.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not. I feel like those rivalries aren't that strong anymore. I feel
True.
Like social media has kind of like, this is something I get in a conversation with Dan. It's kind of like shown us the other side, right? Because picture sports in like the 90s, even, or like even.
Oh, yeah, man.
Or like the 70s.
Broncos Raiders back in the day, or Avs Red Wings. Like,
well, and you get
huge rivalries.
You get it, but it's like. It's oddly enough, baseball is the one I see the most, and then Philadelphia versus everyone. But that's like a whole other
game
of wars. Yeah,
because it's Philly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how they are. But like, you think about it, like, okay, now that we're in the age of social media, we can see the fun things that other teams do. Like Gritty, for example, the Philly, the Flyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cracked
mascot.
Out Muppet.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Everyone loves Gritty, and I feel like because we have those windows into other areas fandom, it doesn't really matter. Now, that
yeah,
means...
You get to demystify like their little inner secrets and their songs and what they do behind the scenes and all that stuff.
Right.
Like, it's never been that before.
I must note that this is coming from a post-Capitals winning the Stanley Cup perspective, because I still hate the Penguins, but at the same time, like... It's not nearly that bad, and their whole fucking lineup's injured right now. So,
Yeah, I don't know. Have you listened to Burr lately?
Yeah.
Because he did, like, a whole thing on that as well, where he was, like, talking about how he doesn't care anymore. Like, he's like, I hate the Yankees, but I don't hate them like I used to anymore. And now it's kind of the same thing. He's like, whatever. I go there. I travel there. I appreciate what they've done. But
well, that's another thing, too, is if you get out into these cities, like, how are you going to, like, be such a dick or whatever, you know?
100%.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's about it for MLS until they start actually playing games. But that's exciting. I mean, speaking of other obscure sports in postseason, one thing we've never talked about on here, and obviously now – I'm a little bit biased, but we probably should have been. The DC Mystics, I don't even know if they're called the Washington or the DC Mystics. They are currently in the WNBA final with the Connecticut Sun.
Oh, man. Not the Suns.
But
the Sun.
Also interesting, I didn't think about that. Not a great name for
a female basketball team?
For a Connecticut team, too, though.
Yeah, it's like dreary and overcast. Like,
yeah,
82% of the year there.
Yeah, I was going to – well
– it's the opposite of Colorado and
Phoenix. Or Phoenix. Like,
yeah.
Maybe they were in Phoenix and then moved. Anyway, weird name for a Connecticut team.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's a 5-game series, I believe. I think it's 5 games. Tied at 2-2 right now.
Ooh.
And game 5 is tomorrow, October 10th, 2019.
Evergreen.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Wow.
Title Town.
Yeah, title town for the – hopefully your Mystics take it.
Yeah, and let's get into some hometown heroes. Speaking of postseason excitement, I'll jump right to the MLB. After basically watching a wishy-washy season with both of our teams, where at one point you were in the head of the NL and one point we were, Nats got into the wild card game and won, and – they are also tied at 2-2 with the Dodgers, which is bad news for us all the time.
Yeah,
what little I know about Nats baseball, it's that Dodgers usually kick our ass. So game 5's tonight, and that's for the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, that's weird that it's a 5-game series. But
5-5 five, and then 7 later. Yeah.
That's one thing I've never understood about baseball, but whatever, that's their thing.
I like it. I mean, I wouldn't like it for hockey just because I like to watch more hockey.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's because the stakes are so high, the playoff games end up lasting like an hour longer.
Oh, yeah. And if it did go to November for baseball, it'd be miserable, cold, rainy, or snowy.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, like the season might not ever end.
Well, you need all 195,000 games during the regular season to really determine
who can bunt the best.
Holy shit, Chris just hit us with some things, so pardon me while I read aloud.
Okay.
Mohegan Indian Tribe purchased and relocated the team to Mohegan Sun. Oh, the casino. Becoming the first Native American tribe to own a professional sports franchise. Chris, why aren't you on this fucking podcast?
Yeah, they should have bought the Redskins.
Yeah, no shit, right?
And then change the name to something like the Mohegans.
Yeah. Or something. The derivative name of the club's... Derivative of the club's name comes from its affiliation with Mohegan Sun, while the team's logo is to reflect modern interpretation of ancient Mohegan symbol. Holy shit.
Dope.
Makes sense. Thanks for listening, Chris.
Thank you.
And doing all the work for us.
Big thumbs up to that, Chris.
Wow, it's like we almost planned that.
Yeah.
I assure you we didn't. Straight from Wikipedia. Yeah, well, we just like to speculate. Yeah, I mean, we only use Wikipedia when we're really doing research.
Yeah, and that's only when we cover our
topic. That's as far as we go.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Why research outside of Wikipedia?
Anyway, go Mystics.
I donate like $20 to that shit a year because I use Wikipedia all the time.
Yeah, now I'm torn. Should I root for DC or Connecticut? Because that story is way better than we wanted a team that kind of reflected the lady version of a wizard.
Yeah, that's really what a mystic is, right?
I guess. I mean, I think a dude can be a mystic too, but
it could have been the oracles.
No, oracles are dudes, dude.
Well, yeah.
Wizettes.
The Wizettes.
I smell a logo coming. All right. Anyway, so Natitude is in full effect. Game 5 is like starting literally in 4 minutes, and it's on TBS, so I don't have a way to watch it. But go Nats.
Tuberculosis system.
Yeah.
TBS.
So, yeah, unfortunately, Rockies did not make the playoffs, correct?
No. Okay. Rockies blew it up at the end of the season. Not in a good way.
Well, how about NBA since it's pre-cum season still?
Nuggets, you know, they're just kicking off 1-0.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully, shout out to Chris. The Nuggets will do well again, make the playoffs. They have a pretty stacked team this year. They got, I can't remember their guy who was injured for the last season, but he's back and he should crush everyone. So
this is why we need Chris as a basketball. I think we don't even need him live. We just have him Skype in a basketball thing and be like, "This is
like
what
we
you
cut
should."
To Chris.
Yeah, Nuggets are life. Yeah,
yeah, we know Chris.
We all used to have that opinion, but some of us had to stop smoking. Wizards are 0-1. Big surprise.
Yeah, it's pre-cum season. So
MPJ got his first minutes last night.
That's the guy I was talking about. MPJ. Miles
Mark Paul
Johnson.
Oh, wasn't that dude on Full House? Mark Paul Johnson.
Was that Uncle Joey or Jesse? No, Joey.
Jesse's John Stamos. Jesse was never an uncle. This is a big thing. It was
what?
Yeah. Neither of them were ever referred to as uncle. It was always Joey and Jesse.
I always thought they were like Uncle Joey or Uncle Jesse.
Michael Porter Jr., by the way.
Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, I think
we got Michael, I think.
But yeah, no, so shout out to Drew once again and the Anna Bag of Chips podcast allies.
Yeah.
Apparently they never referred to
Is that Mandela effect? Are we just making this up in our
heads?
Yeah,
I don't know
if we could go back to 2012 when the world changed. And the Mayans predicted the end of the world, and now we already entered the singularity.
And now Shaq is in Kazam.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly think the Mandela effect is just like, nah, y'all just didn't remember stupid shit. Except for the fact that Mandela, like,
I was 8 years old. Dude, I don't even remember what I had for lunch yesterday. I'm not going to remember if it was Uncle Jesse or Uncle Joey.
Well, I'm just saying, interesting fact that, yes, that is one of these Mandela things where everyone remembers them as uncles, but they weren't uncles, A, and they weren't referred to as uncles in the show at all.
So they're just like weird roommates living with Danny Tanner.
They are literally just like extra storylines. It's a full house, dude. I guess it would have been full if it was just like...
I just figured they're family, bro.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden they have like a fucking four-story attic that,
we got
the Massimo house? Lady. Yeah. Oh, that house. Yeah, by the way,
like
Danny's like
not archaeologically, architecturally. It's mind-bending.
Yes, pretty much. I mean, it's huge.
If you would own that house in San Francisco today,
yeah, you'd be a billionaire.
Out, yeah, no joke.
Yeah, it would be like four of those townhouses that they show at the beginning, not just one.
Yeah,
because like those things are like as narrow
as
this
backyard.
Room. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, good point.
Crushing it. That goes to outside of those apartments or brownstones or whatever they are. Because there was, like, side access that people would come in and out of.
Oh, right. Okay. You're going deep on this. I didn't think about it.
Oh, dude, I'm thinking of, like, the whole layout
in my head
right now, just going, what the fuck?
And then, yeah. Oh, yeah. We just had this huge empty attic.
Yeah. That Jesse could have a band in and then have.
No, that was the basement. No. Jesse was in the basement. Jesse and Joey were both in the basement.
Yeah.
And then Aunt Rebecca, a.k.a. The USC lady.
Yeah. Kid fraud?
Yeah.
Transcript?
Yeah.
Fraud?
U.S.
Mom?
Trojan Gate?
Trojan Gate. That sounds like a whole nother gate that could happen from college.
Yeah, but yeah, she and Uncle Jesse got married and couldn't find a place or something. I actually, this is Mandela effect. I don't know if this actually happened, but whatever. They ended up in the attic, and then they had twins, which is super fucked up because the reason why the Olsen twins were Michelle is because you can only work a baby so much legally.
Yeah.
So, like, did they have four fucking kids?
They must have.
Right? That's or did, because those kids got some work in, man.
Well, maybe
they became the new
other
Michelle.
Twins just only popped in occasionally, right? I mean,
well, no, it was like towards the end of the show. They were like, that was, oh, the twins.
Maybe SAG was like, eh, we'll let those kids work a little
you
more.
You did so good with the first
we'll
twins.
We'll give you some overtime.
Anyway, where the fuck did that come from? Who cares?
Deep down the Full House Mandela effect rabbit hole.
Yeah, Full House pre-cum season.
Yeah.
What up? Yeah,
hi,
fuck. We lost. Yeah, there's mystery people behind the scenes here.
Nice.
He scampered away.
Oh, all right.
Either that or Dobbs died in a horrible car wreck, and that was his ghost, which sucks because I need his truck, and because that would be really sad.
Yeah, he'll be here.
Yeah, he'll be with us in spirit. Groovy.
All right, let's go back to NHL.
NHL. Yeah.
You didn't cover the Wizards.
Oh,
no,
I said their own one.
You did, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not tracking.
Yeah.
All right. You do the old Cappies.
Yeah, Caps are 2-0-2, which means two wins and then two overtime losses. So still technically not undefeated because they're getting standings points. That puts them second. Yeah, they're got six standing points. Second in the Metro, definitely could have done without the home opener loss to Carolina. And then we just can't ever beat Dallas outright. It's
the Stars, man.
Yeah, but like it's like
it's
a mental.
The ghost of Minnesota past.
True, but like in our last 16 meetings, we've only beat them outright once. And we only see them twice a year.
Oof.
Right. It's like a mental block. Yeah. Like, we play them later this week in Dallas, and, like, I would almost put money that we don't do it because we never win in Dallas.
Huh.
We're, like, 0-16 in those Dallas games.
Crazy.
But there was, like, a time where we at least split the series or the regular season series with them.
Time's got to change, man.
Yeah, but most things are looking good. The new Jacks on the team are contributing. Jacob Vrana is fucking doing well. Ovi's got a goal. Kuznetsov returned and made a sick-ass backhand goal, which would have been great, but I was playing against him in my fantasy hockey league, so that sucked. But
it's funny how fantasy will make you despise.
Well, I made the mistake of picking up Holtby, and so, like, he gave up four goals, so it was like a double whammy. I was like, oh, he got all the Caps love, and then Vrana was minus one on his plus minus, like, you know, how that works in hockey.
No.
Okay, if your line is on the ice and you get scored on, that's minus. If your line is on the ice and you score, that's plus.
Okay.
So he had negative points.
Got you.
Because he didn't, which is, I don't understand the scoring, because he got a shot, which should be some points, but it's, fantasy hockey is like fun in theory, but it's more just, it's a slog.
Yeah, it sounds way too complicated.
Well, there's games every day.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
Yeah, you got like 20-something players, it's nuts. But anyway, how are the Avs looking?
2-0, man.
Nice.
Doing good. Young Guns are killing it, so. Oh, man, there's some little bug, and I almost got it. Yeah, the Avs looking hot.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can continue the fire like they did last year and then not lose it at the end of the season like they did last year.
They will be visiting Washington in 5 days.
Hopefully they visit Washington for the final.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so
right?
Jeremy Roenick predicted Avs.
Caps.
Caps final.
That would be epic for us.
Yeah.
I could. That's in February, though, isn't it?
Finals?
Yeah.
The finals are in June.
Oh, yeah.
Playoffs
cool.
Start in. Yeah. You'll have a 3-month-old instead of an infant.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, like, if that were to happen.
Oh.
If we could make a trek to D.C.
Yeah. I'm down.
So.
Holy shit. Know. I'm buzzing over here.
Me too, baby.
Yeah. Oh, because of the group. Oh yeah, yeah, fun fact. Should have put money on those games.
Oh dude.
Were you just then, like, holy shit, he's a fuck? And then the dude did, but he did the parlay. I was like, no, dude, don't fucking parlay anything.
Yeah.
So we're in a chat group that's supposed to give like betting advice.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and we only bet in Vegas and where it's legal.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I put out three. I Pulse. Put out three very speculative, like, hey, if we, so the weird thing about hockey is it's like one team is plus and one is minus, but it's never like huge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's never like,
except for the Kings
400
tonight were like plus 150 and they're playing Vancouver. Vancouver's 0-2. Kings have won a game, but both teams are not looking good. Anyway, so based on weird things, what did I pick? The Pens. Anyway, dude, I got 2 out of 3. And I didn't bet any money, but some other guy did, but he did as a parlay. So I tried to warn everybody, like, it's
no worries, man.
I know, but I just think it's hilarious. Like,
hey, that's 66.66 repeated percent.
Right.
So just
that's just keep that shit up. Yeah. Yeah. Dope. Do we want to talk about NFL?
dude, Flacco's flacking.
Well, you still got a quarterback. We don't have that.
No, that's true. I mean, I just, every game I watch, I'm like, how did you win a Super Bowl ever and haven't matured as a quarterback? Like, when he hands the ball off, he does his two-step drop and then just holds the ball out for, like, 3 seconds until he hands it to the running back. And I don't know much about football. I mean, I've never played, but it's one of those things. You watch it and you go, how does that make sense? Why would that be your method of a handoff? Show the entire defense exactly the play you're trying to run. Don't hide it. Don't tuck the ball and secretively hand it off so you could hide the ball, turn around, and throw it. Just make it blatantly obvious. It's bad football.
Yeah, both of our teams are struggling, but you got one.
Yeah, true. And 3 of our 4 losses were super close.
Yeah.
I mean, a field goal, 1 point because of a field goal, and the other one was another field goal. So
you got Chargers, Raiders, and who's the fourth team?
Bears.
No. I mean in your division, sorry.
Oh. I don't know. Chargers,
Raiders. This is going to drive me crazy.
I want to say it's someone weird. Like the Cardinals?
Colts?
No, I think it's the Cleveland?
No.
Cincinnati.
Oh, dude, you could totally win that fucking division. But Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers.
Oh, yeah,
no,
sense.
You're not winning that division.
I don't know, man, with Mahomes being injured.
Is he really hurt?
Did you see him get his ankle get stepped on when it was already bad?
Oh, okay. Had it just been taking abuse the whole day?
Oh, yeah, and then his defenseman...
Yeah,
offensive lineman stepped on his ankle.
Pushed into him. I saw that.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Okay.
And he played through that, and he lost, like, 2 steps.
Huh. I mean,
he looked bad after that. He was actually playing in the pocket, and that's not Mahomes.
That's a good
all.
Point. Yeah, I'm so, like, just on red zone that I can't even – like, I can't even watch football. You want to know why, people? Because the Skins are 0-5. They fired Gruden. Gruden's not – necessarily the issue. We all know where I stand on that.
Yeah, it's
Snyder!
Above that. Yeah, it's above Gruden's pay grade.
Well, and Bruce Allen!
Not his pay grade anymore.
Yeah, anyway. Oh my god, did you hear Bill or Burr talking about that?
Huh.
He did a whole, because he went to the Skins-Patriots game.
Yeah.
So he did a whole thing about, like, how the Hail to the Redskins song.
Oh, I did hear
that.
Oh
my god, it was so fucking funny.
Yeah. He likes the band. He's like, why don't more football teams have bands?
Well, he was actually wrong because the Colts still have one. But
yeah, but nobody pays attention to the Colts.
I mean, I wish I could because all I got is Colt McCoy, and he might have the best goddamn football name I've ever heard in my life. Next to I heard this on Segura's. There's a guy named, like, Draco's Fag.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's like a college player. He's on... I think it was on the Two Bears One Cave podcast.
Okay.
Shout out to them, by the way. I guess we shouldn't. Whatever. No one's listening to this shit.
Yeah, it's all
good. But anyway, yeah, there's a guy, F-A-G-G is his last name. And Segura had a whole thing about it because that's amusing.
I wonder if he's an Australian punter.
That dude you're thinking of is Scottish.
Oh, with the long hair?
With the long hair. And then do you remember one of our first starting lineup guys was the tatted-up Miami dude?
Yeah, he was Australian, right?
Yeah, he was Australian.
Yeah, that dude was bad motherfucker.
Straight out of Mad Max.
Yeah, dude.
And like 6'9".
Yeah, nice. And jacked. Nice.
Anyway, yeah, so Skins are 0-5. Gruden is fired.
Plus side. You guys have Miami this week.
How is that a we're going to lose to them, and then it's like...
if you guys... I will actually really feel bad. I will buy you a bottle of booze if you lose to Miami.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
So that's going to probably make you root for the Skins to lose.
I mean, I just don't care. Like, we have this conversation every week. It's just like, because of Schneider, and like, I don't know if you read that fucking article I posted, but it's like the most depressing. It's like an obituary to a fan base. Yeah. Where it's just like, he has ruined the team. He perpetually meddles. He doesn't let guys do their job to the point where literally there was a quote from Jay Gruden that was like, yeah, I'll be at work on Monday if my key still works. Like,
oh, damn.
Yeah, dude. But, I don't think the coach is the fucking issue. But anyway.
Well, yeah. I feel you.
So the one hope for a win is on Monday. I mean, on Sunday, Miami and what's this for?
Fingers
you?
Fingers crossed for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Like, 1-5 in our division's not going to.
I know, but yeah. Still.
Yeah.
A win's a win.
Yeah, a win is a win. Anyway.
I felt happy after the Broncos won a game.
Who did they win against? The Bears?
No, that was they should have beat the Bears. But
right,
the Bears,
but the Bears got the field goal.
Yeah. Who did they beat this week? Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking in your division again. They didn't even have to play in their division, though. This is how good we are at football.
Sweet.
Anyways.
Football guys.
Yeah, football guys. Speaking of which, a little FOP update. One thing. Let's do some logos here. I mean, unfortunately, I can't share them with people because I guess something didn't set up. But, Cam, you made a little team name change.
Yep.
Hot Chub Time Machine.
And Chubb sucked this week.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
probably making another change.
Blew it up the week before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was riding high on the Chubb train.
Well,
and yeah. Then he just fucking deflates.
Right.
Against the freaking 49ers who
yeah.
looked like world beaters against the Browns.
Yeah. That's
you see the stat if Mayfield would have just kneed the ball?
Yeah. He would have had a better QR rating.
Yeah.
Your QB rating. QBR.
Yeah. Crazy.
Anyway, so Chainsaw changed his to Smoking Beef Brissette.
I get it. Like brisket.
But South Park has returned, so thank God someone did this. Zach changed his to the Warm Teat of China. And it doesn't really go with his color scheme, but who cares?
No, it's all good, though.
Yeah.
I like the logo.
Speaking of which, though, South Park, not...
I haven't watched it yet. I'm not going to lie. I've had zero time.
Tonight's their 300th episode. So I think they're building towards something, but okay. it's been pretty meh. But then again, like last season, they were just like hashtag cancel South Park. So I think they're just over it. And
yeah,
they're
like, pay us a lot of money. We'll keep doing it. But that's about it.
Well, they have a 25-year contract and they're on season 23.
Okay.
So that's sad. End of an era. But in FOP news, basically, let's talk about week 4 for 10 seconds. You're allowed to talk about the Kabaddi complaint rules about how your week 4 went against me.
Am I just against you or I won?
Yeah, that was week 4.
That was a great week. I mean, I can't complain.
No, I'm saying, but anyway, I just didn't want to hear about it. Yeah. Fucking, unfortunately, just due to travel and other things, Cam and I couldn't do some kind of live broadcast when we were facing each other. But after our bonus points, he still almost beat me by 100, and I don't want to talk about it. Nick Chubb, 35 points. The only touchdowns, he trolled me perfectly. Didn't make a recap Probably won't get to one this week, but mainly because I got trounced so hard. It was bad.
I beat the will out of you.
Yeah. Well, that
I beat the foppiness out of Bobby last week.
And I had to go to Chicago and drive back.
It's a fun drive.
It's not.
No, I know.
Why is it that Nebraska throws all their cool shit at you immediately, and then it's just like, all right, deal with the rest?
Because it's the only cool shit they got. They might as well have it all in one place.
Omaha and Lincoln, though. I mean, like, those are two names I recognize, and it was just like, here they are. There they go.
Yep.
And then
that's all you need.
Hundreds of miles of nothing.
Just flat earth.
Yeah. Like, you don't even notice. There's not even a sign when you enter Colorado. They're just like, yeah, you'll know when you hit the mountains.
You're like, oh, you can see how beautiful it's going to be.
Anyway, so week 5, trounce, but some interesting stats. Cam, you're the only one that naturally scored over 100.
The week before.
This is week four still.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, wait, no, that's not true. There was two other people, but you had 152 points to my 71. So you literally doubled and then some my points. To some degree, I really suffered from stupid things, but basically, yeah, there's no beating 35 points, including the longest touchdown run of the year by Nick Chubb.
Chubbin.
But then fast forward to this week. So like I said, most of the league sucked. And then this week, everyone did fucking awesome, except for you.
Yeah. Dude, what a polar shift.
Your top performers were Zerline, the kicker. Zerline?
Zerline.
James Conner with 11 points. Both noble. But then QB Lamar Jackson really fucking failed you.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
And then,
Conner and Jackson are up for trade.
Well,
any foppers listening, so.
All right. I'm listening. But on my side of things, I had a super fucking close battle with Chris. And although he gave the classic mopey, well, I'm done, like, really early. He had Christian McCaffrey, who scored 41 fucking fantasy points in our league.
Yeah,
I had Michael Thomas.
Front flips over people.
Dude, right. And then, but here's the thing, though, dude. Like, my team did fucking great, too. But then it all boiled down to Monday night, and he had Landry.
Yeah.
And I had Kittle. So Kittle was tearing it up pretty good. But fucking Landry was the only guy that caught any passes from last year's Mayshew.
Yeah.
Last year's shoe. And
Mayshew.
Long story short, I mean, I know no one cares about this, but I am now at 2-3, and I had my best week of the year last year, so I'm really hoping.
Hey, we're both at 2-3.
Oh, I thought you were better than that.
Me too.
Well, anyway, fucking Dobbs of all people,
dude, you did
first place.
You did say it's the year of the taco. You might have jinxed our whole league.
Yeah, maybe he's okay. Here's what's driving me crazy is. If any of you have watched our recaps, which you should, because I work really, really hard on them.
And they are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, well, I try. I got to get back to doing bits, though. That's the one thing about, like, the Muppet format, is it's harder to do, like, starter gags, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Remember how I did, like, the cold open with, it was Donald Glover receiving the Emmy or whatever, and then I did the, I superimposed the commish's face, and then... Did the player haters speech?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But yeah, I haven't done any of those in a long time.
It's true.
It's so much easier with the South Park format.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, I'm trying to jazz it up a little bit is what I'm saying.
Just cut our Muppet heads out as South Park heads.
Yeah. Yeah. It just probably
work
better.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, I was hoping it would be deep fake here, but that was a hard nut to crack.
Whew. Yeah.
And, yeah, so fucking Dobbs and Tutek are on top with, I think there's someone else that's 4-1. Oh, with Meg. So.
Makes no sense.
I mean, it just, it's
the upside down.
It's the upside down.
We've hit it.
Yeah.
It's upside down season.
Yeah. And I guess I didn't mention that, Dobbs switched his logo to another Letterkenny quote, but I don't really feel obligated to change it because it's the same
just
gag.
Added a word. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it used to be fuck you, Shorzy. Now it's give your balls a tug.
Oh,
fart.
Yeah.
Instead of, because you can do TTFKR, I guess.
whatever, Dobbs.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, yeah, so that's a big section of shit that you guys don't care about. One thing we haven't covered was, well, we kind of did it on episode 35, which was a little bit of just, it's just me and Cam watching fucking Red Zone and bullshitting one morning.
Yes.
Which was great.
It was. That was but actually super dope.
Yeah. Well, we can do that anytime you want, man. I'm here watching football. Why aren't my images loading?
I don't know, man. Why aren't my images loading? That's okay. What I always ask myself.
Yeah. So one thing that we mentioned on there but didn't really talk about on an actual episode, I just didn't put that out because, like, I didn't want to edit it. You know, it was like 2 hours and then there's no real format
the
or anything.
Format.
Which is
content.
Great. Yeah. I didn't mind it, but I just didn't want to edit it. So I'll probably add these to the thing. But as you guys know, Shocker U, Bloody and Sloth's fantasy EPL league is all based on side bets.
The best idea.
And they've admitted me, but they admitted me with a team that just got promoted into the Champions League, so they're basically just getting trounced.
Yeah, you're a whipping boy.
Yeah, pretty much. One of the bets I made was a lumberjack bet.
Can you ever switch teams?
I can next year.
Okay.
So I might be able to get a slightly better team next year, but like all the good ones are taken.
Yeah, of course.
Anywho, so here's my drinking log.
Drinking log.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
It's better than Lincoln Logs.
True. And it was a big hit.
I could assume so.
I left it at a bar, though.
Oh, sad day.
Well, I got a lot of shit trying to take it through airport security. They're like, why do you have a fucking log? And I'm like,
bet.
Do I answer this, like, correctly? And
No, I found, like, blunt honesty with them is the best policy.
Well, because it could be used as a blunt weapon.
Oh, that makes sense. But still, I'd be like, I lost the fantasy bet. It's my log.
Yeah.
I have to carry it. I'm sorry.
Right. But the thing was, like, a skateboard could be used as a blunt weapon, and that would be way worse. That's metal and...
Yeah. A guitar could.
Yeah, anything. This dick. Anyway, so I had to dress up like a lumberjack, but Sloth also lost a bet and had to become the mascot of my niece's soccer team, which we went and watched. So they decided their team name was the Red Poison Dragons, which is a very specific type of dragon, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know there were poison dragons.
But so here's Sloth dressed up as the old dragon.
I like it.
And this was the start of the drinking day where all the...
super pumped.
Oh, dude, he was at first. And then, like, it wasn't creepy at all either. Like, it was more creepy that there was, like, 8 adult men that weren't related.
Watching. Yeah.
But then we started taking bets on the game.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, like, at one point, someone had, like, an over on the whole game, and at one point I was like, even or odd number that scores next. I got wrong. But whatever. But so I had to dress like a lumberjack. So here's me and Sloth dressed as mascots.
Poison Red Dragon and the Lumberjack.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Everyone's like, which team is the Lumberjacks? And I'm like, I don't even know.
The one down the road, they're playing at a different field.
Yeah. I was like, I guess I'm late. But then another bet was made. And this guy on the left here, Sabino, had to wear a shirt that said, I kiss my hot friends for cash. And Sloth is just rocking a Macho Man shirt because he's badass.
How much money did he make?
He lost the bet. Oh, I don't know.
His hot friends.
I don't know. I was I was loyal. But yeah, so I stayed up the whole night the night before because NHL 20 came out, and I like to stay up really late and sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
But that did not behoove me when I started drinking at 10:30 and then completely blacked out, fell asleep at a bar, woke up at my brother's place and
questioned life for a little bit.
Made some people angry. But we were at this, the only thing I remember is we were at this bar and you take a tequila shot that's made of ice and then you throw it at a bell. And I was getting all this shit because everyone's like winging the ice shot at the bell, like trying to make it ring, but it's up high, so like the physics aren't working out, you know. If you're not a baseball player, you're not gonna be able to do that. So I lobbed it, hit the bell, and then I was like, yeah, I win. And everyone's like, no, you lobbed it like a girl, man.
So
I'm like,
made
dude,
their own rule.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just like, I rang the bell.
I accomplished the mission.
Right before I fell asleep and got sent home.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah, my birthday. That was fun.
Yeah.
Main highlight is, of course, the Fop House custom-made table by Cam and his wife.
Yeah, man.
You sneaky, you cheeky little monkey. Because we were going to go get the stuff, and then you're like, oh, no, I'll do it. I was like, are you bailing on me? Or are you up to something, motherfucker?
It was birthday housewarming, man. Had to come hard.
Dude, I appreciate the shit out of it. I will be posting pictures of this. You know what else is awesome? Because Dina was worried about the pointy ears.
No.
It kind of looks like Pinky.
Oh, yeah.
Fist full of friend, furry friends of Pinky.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, man. Yeah, we figured we had to do something big for you, so
yeah.
It kind of made sense, and that just gave me the idea. Maybe we need to do like a once a quarter beer pong tournament.
Yeah, definitely, because I only got to play two games because I sucked.
Yeah, I kept losing.
Yeah,
I was terrible.
I thought you and Chris like had a nice streak going though.
No,
oh,
we just played a bunch because no one would show up. We're like, somebody has the next game.
Oh god damn it, really?
Yeah.
I was just drunk and wandering around then.
Yeah,
being a host. Yeah, but it was dope. Good times.
Had
great friends.
All. Yeah.
And broke my hot tub.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it stopped working.
No bueno.
Yeah, especially since there's a snowstorm about to happen. But there's, like, air circulating. So the people, like, there's a guy coming to fix it or whatever. But hopefully it's Chevy Chase.
Hopefully he has a hot chub time machine.
Well, the, you know. Chevy right. Chase with some Chernobyl.
Yeah.
But yeah, broke it. Nah, just like shit out because I think it was on too long. But I don't know how to reset it. There's not like a user's man. I don't even know what model hot tub it is.
Dude, we can figure it out.
Yeah, but I got a guy coming. It's all fine. Right. It should
you got
be
a
looked
hot tub
at.
Guy.
Yeah. You have a hot tub guy?
No, you do.
Oh, now I do.
Yeah.
But
all right, let's.
Yeah. Oh, and then there was something else I was going to say. Oh, that was the most time. Since the league, definitely since the league has expanded, but it was the only time half the league has ever gotten together except for Buttercup's
Sixer.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sixer.
Yeah.
Six.
And I forgot to upload the pictures up of us doing a Fop Shot, but it's okay because our pictures aren't working for our friends.
No.
So I'll just throw it on there later.
All right.
Yeah.
Bueno.
And then, of course, the last time we met, we decided we were doing
Runtober.
Runtober? Or Foptober Run Fest.
That's fine, too.
I like Foptober.
Whatever, dude.
Dude, we could do Fopvember.
Fopsember. You could
Fopuary. Fopuary again. Faye. Anyway, yeah, so we're doing a run challenge. Whoever can rack up the most miles in the month of October wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with that in mind, I am now posting today's run. Yeah.
Okay.
It hurt. It hurt
a
lot.
Man. Every run I do hurts a lot.
Dude, you're running on a track. That is soft as fuck. That's like running on baby dicks.
Whatever, man. I found my thing.
I can't do tracks, man. It's so fucking boring.
At 5:36 in the morning, man, it's all I got for time. So I gotta take any advantage I can get, and there's a track two blocks from my house, so I'm running on it. There, you live next to like 9 schools. I'm surprised they let you live in this neighborhood with your checkered past and
what?
All the schools.
Hey, now,
dude,
Jesus Christ!
I'm joking, obviously.
Yes,
but you probably have tracks all around you.
Yeah, I can't do it though, man. It's too boring. I need stimulation. So
I literally can like close my eyes.
That's what I'm worried about.
A little bit more.
You're taking micro naps? See, that just makes me even more angry. You're fucking sleep running faster than me. Yeah, but now that Ian's a part of it, at least I know I'm not getting last.
Yeah. Yeah, Ian. You're going to get last.
Not listening.
I know, but I can shout at him.
Yeah.
Call him out.
But I think one rule, no indoor running.
Yeah,
that's a fucking cop out.
I was trying to get like coworkers involved.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Well, can I run on a treadmill?" I'm like, "Fuck no." That's cheating.
Oh, they can do whatever the fuck they want. But as far as me and yeah, if they want to be a part of this, let them do whatever. But treadmill running is fucking bullshit.
I agree.
I would like to say that
go ahead.
Tracks in my mind are kind of bullshit because they're so nice and pillowy, but you're still running outside, so that's okay with me. I think facing the elements is enough of a challenge.
Yeah, it was like the other morning. It was like 38 degrees.
Yeah.
It was miserable.
Oh, I like running when it's cold because
that cold. My hands hurt. My ears hurt. Everything hurt.
Dude, I'm looking
so
like
cold.
I got
I sweat like a wildebeest out there.
Oh, when it's that cold, that's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
See, my move is when it's cold, like a wicking fabric hoodie, but no shirt on underneath. So just hoodie. I always have a headband because like my sweat is now like fucking toxic, and when it gets in my eyes, it burns like a motherfucker. And then sometimes sunglasses, but it's more of a when I'm not paying attention, like I'll hit fucking tree branches or like
it's legit eye protection.
Well, yeah. So like when I was running in LA one time, when I was actually like decently fast, I almost like hit a fucking like chain link fence, like
bar
thingy. Or this is not really a bar, but you know what I'm saying? Like when the link breaks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like I like whoosh, like right. So
damn dog.
When it's sunny out, I do that. Otherwise, I just look douchey.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably look douchey as fuck out there, like a bearded fucking Forrest Gump running.
Forrest Gump did have a beard.
Eventually.
Yeah. Especially when he was running.
Well, at the end of that, yeah. I mean, it took him a while. But, yeah, dude, I must look like such a weirdo. Oh, and I do this thing.
Tell me all your secrets.
No, this is not a secret. This is, like, me just looking like an asshole. I'll end up grabbing my shirt just to like get some stimulation and like airflow in there. And then like, Ian, we're not watching the fucking Buffalo game. We're podcasting. And who is you guys? Anyway,
that's us.
Yeah.
We're both guys.
I guess.
There's two of us. That makes us guys.
Yeah. But I'll be doing this. And then like, you know, like when you see other runners, like that's when I'll realize I'm doing it. So I'm just like fucking showing off my fucking belly to like these chicks and shit. And then, like, I realized I was running by a school doing that, and I was like, oh.
Have you noticed there's, like, weird running etiquette where some people wave and some don't? And it's all the people. I don't know if your neighborhood's like mine, but there's some, like, marathoners in
the
neighborhood.
Oh, dude,
are
you kidding me? This is, like,
creepily skinny wearing, like, full running gear, and they're all, like, doing the weird, like, shuffle, walk, run thing. And then I'll, like, wave at them, and they just... like nothing.
Well,
and it's like fuck you very much.
Well, it's like you're by Cherry Creek and I'm by like the nice part of North Park Hill or Park Hill. So
yeah.
Like if someone waves, I wave, but I don't know.
I wave at everyone. I try to make my neighborhood a better place.
Like, I mean, it's
very few people wave back.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool, but it's not on my priorities list. It's mainly surviving.
Yeah, we're all out there doing the same shit like nobody really wants to do it.
You know what's crazy?
Even the people that are like, yeah, I'm a fucking runner. They don't want to be running.
No.
You could be doing anything else with your time.
Yeah, man. And some of these motherfuckers make me so angry. I had a guy today.
That's why I just bitched about it.
Yeah. No. I mean, like, I had a guy today run up until he could have whispered in my ear and then was like, on the left or like whatever. And it was like, so, like, when you go around Central Park or whatever, mm-hmm. there's, like, some – there's a gravel
track,
but that's bullshit. No. I don't use that because it's not the whole perimeter. It's, like, you hit the sidewalk, and then you can go into this, like, weird – I guess it's, like, a 3K track or something.
Okay.
But it's gravel. It's not fucking spongy former sneaker material that does not impact your joints nearly as much as outside running – God damn it. Anyway, but then it hits flagstones.
I still do some road running.
You just said it was 2 blocks away. I saw your last run. It was like to the track, which actually makes pretty cool design. It kind of looks like a cartoon naked penis, like from the video game Link. Remember, like Zelda, when it was like top view? It just like when you do the square with the little dinghy.
Yeah, I always get like a mile in on road.
A mile. Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't like track running. I'm not saying it's not running, but impact is different.
Well, I try to run on the grass when I'm not on track.
Well, that's uneven, so that's like weird. I mean, no, that's like worse for you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. I'd rather run on the grass.
No, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, eventually, like, I start feeling like my ankle's twisting.
Grass is wet.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. But anyway, so it goes from, like, sidewalk to these, like, flagstone things, right? So the flagstones basically serve as, like, a janky sidewalk, like, going down 17th.
Oh, yeah, Denver has the worst bullshit flagstone sidewalk thing ever.
Well, I'm saying, like, around Central Park. I can't speak
They're
for most
all
of
over.
Those. Yeah, well, what's the laws with that? Because some motherfuckers don't even have sidewalk. Do we not?
You have to maintain your own sidewalk.
So if you don't have a sidewalk, you don't have to maintain it.
Right.
Fuck, man. I want to get rid of my sidewalk.
Well, yeah, all right.
Or just make it like an obstacle course. I was like, the course is running. You're not.
Yeah, but it still has to be in the public interest or some shit. I mean, if you just did grass or whatever, you're good. But
Yeah. Because I've seen that when I'm walking Pinky, like, I'll just be like, wait, what the Where's where the sidewalk ends.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shel Silverstein.
I found it.
But like I was saying, so I was running on these flagstones. So it's kind of, like, awkward because, like, you basically hit one flagstone per step, but you don't want to, like,
Hit the gap.
Or, like, sometimes there's, like,
back.
Yeah, well, sometimes there's, like, mud and shit, and you're trying to avoid that because you don't want to slip. And this dude, no joke, like, gets, before I even hear him, like, I see him in my, like, negative peripheral. You know how you can kind of see your hand? Like,
you feel people, yeah.
Yeah, and doesn't say a fucking word. And then I was just like, ah! And, like, and then he just, like, passes me, and I was like, you motherfucker, just, like, take a step around me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. People anyway. Suck. In shape people suck. Anyone that's faster than me sucks.
I do not suck, Bobby.
Yeah, you're all right. Anyhow,
right, let's get to the topic.
Yeah, the topic this week, unfortunately, not so much about it, but it's combat juggling. I think you sent me this video, right?
I did. Yeah.
And I don't really know what else to say about it. It's combat juggling. It's kind of straightforward, but at the same time, very vague. So here's what I can ascertain is that that guy looks like a douche, for one thing.
Nah, dude, he's cool.
Two jugglers or two teams of jugglers must maintain a three-club juggle while trying to disrupt their opponent's juggle. So this is accomplished essentially by you do juggling, right?
Yeah, you're juggling.
Like
with your team.
Like a basic ass clown.
Mm-hmm.
And the only real strategy since
dude,
you have
Ivor
to
roar.
Yeah, these are like Finnish dudes.
I love it.
Yeah. But
Jochen Pfeiffer.
But you basically gotta throw one of your clubs up in the air to maintain the juggle while you attack your opponent, but you can't play the body. You know what I mean?
It's only clubs.
But you can't, like, smack the dude in the head. You got to do club on club.
Okay.
And so, like, right there. So basically what just happened is the dude with the orange club is managing to hit the other guy's clubs, but for some dumbass reason he doesn't realize, like, hitting it sideways is the move, and he keeps on hitting it up. So, I mean, that's literally it. And there's got to be some variations on this because I've seen, like, 5-on-5. And then,
dropped.
Yeah, that guy just dropped a club.
You're out, son.
You're done.
He
lost the round.
No, that's not Roar.
Ivor?
That was Ivor.
Ivor. No,
Iverson.
No, yeah, Roar, whatever. But, yeah, unfortunately, like, even the Wikipedia on this is pretty minuscule. Here, I'll leave this video going, but I will stumble through reading the entire Wikipedia. Combat juggling is a sport played by two or more players juggling three clubs each. Like I said,
yeah,
can be played individually or between teams of two or more, or in a group where everyone plays everyone. Oh, there's deathmatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I think that's the video I sent you, was the deathmatch.
Yeah. Well, Colbert actually did a little vignette on this. You know how, what?
Oh, I'm just saying. He beat us to it.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, what's weird is all the videos for it are pretty old. So I don't know if it's dead.
It might be.
Anyway, one-on-one's pretty self-explanatory, right? You can't you can only hit the clubs. Like, that's, like, it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's literally the only rule. And it's in its most typical form, this is group, right? A number of players compete in a open group combat, each attempting to interfere with other players.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. And you know what is really fucked up about this? This is like some netball level shit that pissed me off.
What's that?
It's called Major League Combat. How did they get that name?
Dude, that's such a dope name.
It is, but not for fucking combat juggling.
I know. I wasn't.
Oh,
was
shit. Just... Ivor Down.
Dude, Roar.
Where are you getting?
Roar Down. It's... His middle name's Roar.
Oh, I was like, where are you getting this from?
I watched the opening where they showed their names.
Yeah. And I actually, in an attempt to do research for this, unlocked a huge world of competitive juggling, but not combat juggling. And yeah. Apparently, Penn from Penn and Teller was like, he's like one of the bigger commentators on the juggling competitions.
That
so I guess he must
surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, he must have been a juggler. I don't remember that specifically, but fuck, he's a magician. It's like all in the same
vein,
right?
Yeah, it's
all
in the hand. Sleight of hand, juggle a hand, juggling tricks. I don't know. You have to juggle, I think, at some point to be a magician.
I think it helps, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like the greatest distraction.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and my penis is in your wave.
Yeah.
Abracadabra. Yeah, man. So
sploosh.
Super short breakdown. I don't have the EPL level of how you get relegated. Oh, that guy just stole a fucking that's
club.
Baller.
Yeah, dude,
okay.
He roared him.
All right. I mean, this is entertaining as hell. So, like, it has that on netball. But
oh man, there's club bashing all over.
That so is that a wash? That's what I want to know. Is like if they get all tangled up,
I don't know,
and everybody fucks up, is it like whoever's club hits first?
Probably.
And I guess you could technically incorporate your opponent's club into your juggle, because one of the things they said you can steal.
Ooh, stealing clubs! I like it.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, but that's pretty much all we got from that.
Extreme juggling or combat juggling.
Combat juggling. Can you imagine if they use like old school like
chainsaws?
Well, I was going to say if they had like knives and shit.
Yeah. Dude.
Or like you can really get hurt. But I was even just going to go as simple as like
logs.
Yeah, like wooden clubs, because these are obviously some kind of plastic. Just the way that they bounce off each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's remember
definitely
that like
some lightweight shit.
Remember that 90s toy that was like the big bat that was made out of plastic,
the bongo bat or
bongo
whatever.
Bat, yeah. Yeah, I mean these things fly like that.
Yeah, man.
So that'll do it for combat juggling. Super short one this week. Fuck, we gotta get back in the swing of things here.
Yeah, I think our bread and butter though is still our recaps and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well yeah, we can do that too. I mean obviously you and I shouldn't discuss availability right now, because that'll be even more boring than us talking about our fantasy league outside of a cartoon format.
Amen.
All right, man. Well,
all right.
Commish out.
Safety first.